Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now here's a sobering stat. The South has the highest rate of new HIV diagnoses in the country, and Black women are disproportionately affected. Few of them take PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's the medication that can reduce the risk of contracting the virus. Sam Whitehead with KFF Health News reports how influencers in Atlanta are educating more people about prevention.
It's a muggy September afternoon, and Alexis Perkins, one of those influencers, runs through how she plans to kick off a class she's teaching, brainstorming sex terms and writing them on big pieces of paper on the wall.
The idea is to have one person or a few people read some of the words out loud, so then it's like we're all a little uncomfortable together, and that's just how we're going to bond.
She learned that icebreaker here at Emory University. She's part of a research effort testing how to increase PrEP uptake among cisgender women.
I feel like there are people who might be more receptive of learning about HIV and PrEP coming from a person who looks like them, like me going into a community of Black women as a Black woman teaching them. They might feel a little more comfortable.
Perkins recently had her own awkward experience talking about PrEP at her OBGYN's office. A medical assistant there seemed uncomfortable discussing it, and her doctor didn't feel confident prescribing it.
I was a bit shocked, especially since like we're right here in the heart of Atlanta where the HIV rates are so high.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says women made up about 20% of new HIV infections in 2021, and cisgender Black women made up an outsized share. But the agency says very few have been prescribed PrEP. Provider wariness is just one reason. Letitia Alopre, an HIV researcher at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, points to another. How the drugs are marketed.
I've done interviews with Black cisgender women. They have said things like, we didn't think that PrEP was for us. On the counter of that, we were doing interviews with young Black gay men, and we were asking them about PrEP. They were saying that sometimes they felt over-targeted.
Other researchers have found that Black cisgender women don't see themselves in their communities in ads for the three approved PrEP drugs, the pills Truvada and Descovy, and the injectable Apretude.
Bring on another way to help protect from HIV.
I prep without pills.
Bring on Apretude.
It's time to step up, prep up.
One of those drugs, Descovy, isn't approved for cisgender women.
It's not for everyone. Descovy for PrEP has not been studied in people assigned female at birth.
Another major barrier is stigma. It can show up in doctor's offices, social groups, and even interpersonal relationships. Mauda Munger with the University of Mississippi Medical Center says broaching the subject with a partner can be tricky.
If their partner is the person that's providing their housing, their food, having a conversation about, I'm taking a medication to prevent HIV, may be not only putting their livelihood, but actually putting their lives in danger.
Black women face higher rates of poverty. Munger says we need to solve that problem to help solve the PrEP problem. Dazon Dixon Diallo is founder of an Atlanta sexual health nonprofit called Sister Love.
If we're not centering Black women everywhere in this epidemic, we are getting nowhere to the end.
Sister Love created the class that Alexis Perkins is preparing to teach. Taking the class as a student changed her perspective on PrEP.
I feel like there's a thing in the Black community where like, oh, we just don't do that. We don't talk about sex. Like, we don't do HIV.
Now, as a teacher, Perkins wants to help others say,
okay, maybe I need to revise the way that I've been thinking about this.
Perkins says we're living in a time when it's hard for women to feel like they have control over their bodies. She'll be happy if she convinces just a few to feel more empowered.
Sam Whitehead with our partner KFF Health News.